We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchei Shluchim, Halacha Hei. We're actually in the middle of paragraph Lamed Dalid. That's paragraph Lamed Hei. And in our versions, it's page 445, Daf Reish Chaf Gimel, the left-hand column, 8 lines up from the bottom. Rav Nelson Zal is in the middle of explaining a medrash. We want to mention first that today is Hay of Tuf Shin Ayin Hay, which is the yahrzeit of the Arizal, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Shlomo Luria, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodosh Livrocha, the major, major force in clarifying the Zohar HaKadosh and Kabbalah in the 1500s, upon which all Hasidus is based on. And in addition, it's also the yahrzeit of our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha, Horav Yechiel Michel, Rebbe Yehoshua David Halevi, Dorfman Zichron Avrocha. Schuso Yogan Aleinu. We're in the middle of explaining a medrash where the Medrash is based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, L'susasi berichvoi paroi, that Hashem says, my horse was like the chariots of paroi. And the Medrash shows there in detail how paroi tried different formulas going against the Jewish people when he was chasing them towards when they were at the Red Sea. He tried a red horse, a white horse, a black horse. And the Midrash says each time he tried something, Hashem said, you have a red horse, I have a red horse. You have a white horse, I have a white horse. Kaviyochel. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to address this now and show how this Midrash teaches us certain very important lessons that we need to know in our lives. Umi shechos al nafshoi, a person who cares about themselves, va'oisek b'melchemes Hashem, and the person is involved in the holy battle, shezehu ikar hamilchama, which is the main battle of a person in this world, kemuva b'chol sifrei musar, as is discussed in all spiritual writings, shekol hamilchama is hagashmius, nikroi milchama ktana, neged milchama zois, that all of the physical battles and wars that go on in this world are tiny compared to the real battle, the real war, Shehi Milchemo Aruka Mo'i, which is the very long battle, which is the war against the Yetzirah, against the evil inclination. Any person who cares about themselves and is focusing on that battle, Yochoi Lohovin Me'at, Kol Divrei HaMedrashanal, will be able to understand a little bit everything, all that the Medrash is trying to tell us there. Ki paroi shehu bechinas bilbul hamedame, because paroi, who represents the yetzahara, the evil inclination, which is called medame, or bilbul hamedame, all of the confusion that people experience by the yetzahara trying to block them every way possible from realizing their mission in this world. So this paroi, the bilbul hamedame, mizgaber al ha'odom b'chol pam, tries to battle the person all the time, b'shinuyim atzumim, with incredible different manners, u'bilbulim rabim v'shoinim, and many different types of confusion. The Yetzirah doesn't come in one flavor, he comes in 360 flavors. And he's got every different possible kind of trick and program to play with a person, something new every hour, every minute. Shehein b'chinas sus odoim v'lovon v'shochar. This is what the Medrash is alluding to when it talks about paroi going against the Jewish people with a red horse and a white horse and a black horse, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, all the different flavors that the Yetzirah comes in. Umamish nilcham neged hakedusha, Kemoi hayoytse b'shiryoin v'koyv avneft. And Paroi battles against everything that's holy. Paroi, who represents the Yetzirah, does battle against everything that's holy, just like a person going out to war. He wears a helmet, and he's got firepower and all kinds of things. Umarim, he roars, he thunders. And he makes all kinds of different sounds with his voice in order to frighten the person. Kirabu misaper, bekamo, it is too many to list, the different various tricks that the Yetzer uses against the person. Bekamo vekamo mine bilbulim vehisgabrus, with all kinds of different types of confusion and power. Shemisoirer umisgaber neged ha'odom horoitzel esgabrolov, which the Yetzer uses and strengthens himself against a person who chooses to fight his Yetzer Hara, to go against the Yetzer Hara, not to submit. Shekolma shehodom isgaber kenegdoi b'Yeshuas Hashem, so that the more that the person tries to strengthen himself against his Yetzer Hara, against his evil inclination, with Hashem's help, kemoikein hu misgaber b'yoyser b'chol pam b'shnum acherim, so too the Yetzer Hara strengthens himself every day, all the time, with all kinds of diverse methods to try to destroy the person, to try to get the person to fail in their mission in this world. Velulei Ezras Hashem, and were it not for the divine assistance, v'niflois chasodov ho'atsumim, and the incredible, wondrous kindness of Hashem, hoyonoifel biyodoi, we would definitely fail. We would definitely fall into the trap, into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi, lo yocholoi. Were it not for Hashem helping a person, the person cannot possibly succeed against the Yetzer Hara. V'alkein muchrach kaviyochel Hashem Yisborach lehilochem kenegdoi, b'chol ma shehu loichem keneged kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, it's as if we could say Hashem is forced to do battle against the Yetzer Hara on our behalf, because Hashem himself said that we cannot fight this battle alone. We need Hashem's help. So Hashem is forced to battle against the Yetzer Hara relative to all the different ways that the Yetzer Hara is trying to do battle against us. Ki kaviyochla shemizborach biatzmoi einoi yochoi lehachnioi ulevatloi bepam echod, because it's as if Hashem himself cannot and doesn't want to destroy the Yetzer Hara with one zetz, with one smashing blow, sheloi lehachrev es olam, so that it won't result in the destruction of the entire world, shenivro rak bishvil sheyeh bechira, whereby we know that the whole world was created only so that there should be free choice. She'alkein ha'hechrech she'yeh koyach la'ruach sora. Therefore, Hashem must allow the ruach sora, the storm wind, the Yetzer Hara, the forces of evil, to have power. Shehu bilbul hamedameh. Another word for this ruach sora is the bilbul hamedameh, that force that plays in a person's mind that confuses them with all kinds of fantasies, with all kinds of false ideas and false hopes. Lehizgaber bechol pam, for Hashem to do... So Hashem gives the Yetzer, the Ruach Sor, which is the Bilma Madama, the power, lehizgaber bechol pam, to do battle against us all the time, to become stronger all the time. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 38 in Likutei Moran, Al Maimar Rabbi Seinu Zal, regarding the statement of the rabbis, Usa'oro Bizroya Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the storm wind is in the hand of Hashem. Ayin Sham, take a look over there in chapter 38, where Rabbi Nazal explains, again, that Hashem, for the sake of Bechira, so that there should be free choice, Hashem must allow the Yetzirah to do his thing, the evil inclination, the Bilbul Hamadama, the Paros. Alkein Muchroch Hashem Yisborach Kaviyochol Lilchoim Biatzmoim. Therefore, Hashem himself must wage this battle against the Yetzirah b'tachbulois gedoilois v'niflois, with all kinds of incredible tricks, lehachnia b'chol pam hora shebemedame, to defeat and subdue all the time the evil side of medame, shehu b'chinas paroi, which is also referred to as paroi. ובכל מה שפרוי הראשו שבחינס הורה שבמדמה מסוירה לסגבר מחודש בדמיונו ישרועים וחויזבים. And each and every, or the more that the evil paroi, which represents the evil of the medame, the more that they try new, all kinds of new tricks and new demyonos and shkorim, lies, shehem rayonim roim, which are all kinds of bad ideas, bekama vekama minei shonim, in all kinds of diversified forms, the more that the Yetzer does his thing, kemoikein kaviyochol hu yisporach loichem kenegdoi bebechina seilu mamish. So too similarly, Hashem does battle against the Yetzer step for step, swing for swing. Whatever swing the Yetzer takes, Hashem takes a swing to oppose him. Hashem matches all the moves of the Yetzer move for move. Ki Hashem izuz v'gibor, Hashem gibor milchama. As Dovid HaMelech tells us in chapter 24 in Likutei Moharan, Hashem is powerful and strong. He is the mighty warrior of the war. U'kama shekosel b'shira sayam. And as it says in Oz Yoshir, Hashem ish milchama. Hashem is the warrior. Ve'iker gvurois milchamto yisporach hu keneged asitra achra. And the main powerful battle of Hashem is against the other side, the Yetzer Hara. Shubchinas hara shebemedame, which is also referred to as ra shebemedame, sheyesh loy koyach godol v'yotzum, which is very, very powerful. Machmas koyach abechiro, why is it so powerful? Because Hashem wants to play fair, and Hashem wants there to be free choice. And in order for there to be free choice, as powerful as the Torah is, and as powerful as the tzaddikim are, and as powerful as the forces of good are, Hashem has to allow the forces of evil to be equally powerful, so that there should be a choice. Aval Hashem yisporach biatzmoi bevadai chozok mimenu. However, with all the free choice and with all the fairness, the bottom line is that Hashem is definitely more powerful than the Yetzer Hara. Ki ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. Ksiv. Because the pasuk says, you, Hashem, are above everything and everyone. V'nemar, there's another pasuk that says, mikoy lois mayim rabim adirin mishbereyom adir b'moroim Hashem. As powerful as is the roar of the ocean, the roar of the powerful waves of the ocean, you, Hashem, are more powerful. V'alkein Hashem Yisborach yoytze le'ezra sa'odom hanichnas logeshes el ha'kodesh l'skari ve'lov Yisborach be'emes. And therefore, Hashem himself goes out to assist the person who wants to come close to holiness, who wants to really come close to Hashem. And a person like this, who really wants to come close to Hashem, the Yetzirah every single day, every hour, every minute, is attacking, is bombarding that person with all kinds of different tricks. And Hashem goes out to do battle against the Yetzer Hara with a corresponding type of battle, exactly matching the Yetzirah step for step. Shekol ze merumas ba medrash anal. All of this is hinted to in the medrash that we quoted before, b'milchemes Hashem Yisborach in Paro. In the battle which Hashem waged against Paroi, shehu bechinas hamedame hapogum, whereby Paroi represents the defective medame, the ra of medame. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the hamaskil be'emes, a person who's really intelligent, yochoy lohovim benafshoy dvorim rabim mitor dvorim elu, will be able to understand all kinds of very important applications from our words, from what we're speaking about here, exactly how one applies that to themselves. Ki yefshir levayer ma she'oyver al kol echod b'chol yoyim u'b'chol eis. Because it is impossible to describe and to list here what each and every Jew goes through every day, all the time. V'Hashem Yisborach matzil b'nefloisov kol aboli toer v'kanal. And Hashem, with his great wondrous ways, rescues each and every single person who really wants to be pure. V'zeo she'sim shom b'medrash shel. And that's why the Medrash over there in Shir HaShirim concludes by saying, Kivon shekila paroi kol zeh, that as soon as Paroi finished all of his antics and all of his tricks and all of his different colored horses and everything, Hischil HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizgoe olav. Hashem started showing his great power against Paroi. Omar loy, Hashem said to Paroi, Russia, you evil person, yeshlecha, you have white horses, red horses, polka-dotted horses, let's see if you have this, buddy, yeshlecha ruach, are you in charge of the winds? Can you control the winds like I can? Yeshlecha kruv, do you have the cherubs? Do you have the kruvim, the different angels? Yeshlecha knafayim, do you have wind? Do you have wings? And the Medrash asks, Meheichon hitison HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from where did Hashem bring forth these powers, these wings, and the kruvim and everything? Omar Rabbi Yudon, Rabbi Yudon said, Mibein galgalai hamerkova shmoton HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem took the cherubs and the wings and the angels, he took it from between the wheels of his chariot, of Hashem's holy chariot, vehetison aleihem, and he sent them flying towards Paroi and all of his armies. Hainu kanal. This fits in beautifully with what we said earlier. She'ikar bechinas milchama zois, hu lahagbir bechinas merkova de kedusha, al merkova de sidrachra, the kanal. The main battle in this world between good and evil, between right and wrong, is to strengthen the holy chariot against the chariot of the Sitra Achra, against the horse and riders and chariots of Paroi. V'zeh shekosov sham, and this is why the Medrash says there, achar kach, afterwards, Omar Rabbi Chanina bar Popa said, a human being, when he rides on something that carries him, he's riding on something tangible, something physical. But Hashem is not like that. Hashem saddles he prepares his chariot. But then, in the end, Hashem rides on something completely spiritual, something that's not physical at all. Hadohu d'chsiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayirkav al kruv vayoif, that Hashem rode on a kruv, on one of the cherubs, and he flew. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned earlier. Sheikar hamilchamo, Kualiyadei Tikkun HaMerkava D'Kedusha, the main battle against the forces of evil, against Medame, against Paroi, is by perfecting the chariot of Hashem, the Holy Merkava. Shekol Ikra Tikkun Hu Bechinas Oroin Noso Es Noiso, whereby the essence of the Tikkun of the Merkava of Hashem is that we know that the Oroin carried those who were supposedly carrying it. When the Jews were traveling in the desert, you had the holy ark that housed the Luchos, and supposedly there were Levim that were carrying the Oroin. The Oroin was really carrying them. Shezeh kol inyan hamerkava d'kedusha. This is the whole concept behind the holy chariot and throne of Hashem. Sheho'ifanim noisim es achayos. We're told that the Oifanim carry the Chayos. The Oifanim are above. The Oifanim represent the floor, the lower level, and they carry the Chayos, who are a level of angels above them. The Hachayos Esakise, and the angels that are called Chayos, they carry the throne of Hashem. That's the way it's presented in the Navi. But Rav Nosson Zal says, the Torah tells us that Be'emes hu lehefech. In reality, it was just the opposite. Ki ruach hachayo ba'oifanim. It's the Holy Spirit of the Chayos, who are the angels above the Oifanim. They shine their Holy Spirit into the Oifanim below them, and that lifted up the Oifanim. It was the ones on the second floor that actually lifted up magnetically Kaviyochel, and spiritually they lifted up the ones on the first floor. So even though it looked to people like the ones on the first level are holding up the ones on the second level, the reality wasn't that. The higher level, which was holier, they were the ones who were actually lifting up and carrying the ones below them. V'chein hakisei noisei sachayos. And so too, the Chayos, the angels called Chayos, where it seemed, it looked as if they were holding up the chariot of Hashem, that's if you're upside down. If you're right side up, you know that it was the throne of Hashem that was carrying them. V'chein lemalo lemalo. And this concept continues as you go from one level to the next level. That it's the higher level that's really carrying and supporting the level below it. Like in a house, we know you build a foundation, and then on that foundation you put in a basement, and then you put in a first floor and a second floor, and you have to make sure that the floor below is strong enough to hold and support the floor above it. When we talk about Kedusha, it doesn't work like that. The level above is so high and holy that it has the ability to lift up and to hold up the level beneath it. Because all life and all energy and everything comes only from Hashem. So you can't tell me that there's somebody carrying Hashem, there's somebody lifting up Hashem. Where's that power getting its energy from? It's coming from Hashem. So it's Hashem lifting up the ones below him, and the ones below him lifting up the ones below them. That's the way it works. Kihu kaviyochel nisa venoisei kemavur bezoyer hakadosh, because as the Zoyer Hakadosh explains, Hashem carries and is being carried kaviyochel umuva bedvorav zal besimin samachtes, and as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 69, al inyan bracha shenoisnim, Rabbeinu Zal explains the blessing that one gives when he goes out to see his workers. The Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a pasuk in Megillas Rus, where Boaz blessed his workers. And Rabbeinu Zal shows how in the words of those blessing is found a remez to this concept. Ayin Shom, Blikutei Tanino. Take a look over there in the second half of Likutei Imran. V'chol zeh hu hefech hasitrachra. And all of this is the exact opposite of how the Satan, the Yetzirah, works. Sheroitzin lahadbir hasus al horoichev. Whereas we learned in the previous shiurim, by the Eitzahara, they tried to have the horse be in charge of the rider, not the rider in charge of the horse, not the soul in charge of the body, but the body ruling over the horse. As we mentioned, as the Torah says, when it speaks about Paro's army, it says sus v'roichvoi. It lists the horse first and then the rider, because this is what the Sitra Achra is all about, putting what's below above, and putting what's above below. Rachman al Islam. Ki tzrichin lehamin shekol koyach hasus shehu bechinas toikev hamedame hakoil mimenu yisbara. Because a Jew needs to believe that the whole power of the horse, or the tank, or the jet, or the submarine, is all toikev hamedame, whereby they represent the essence of medame. You know, people today in the world, they think that that's power, that the power of the United States is measured by how many submarines they have, and how many destroyers, and how many aircraft carriers. Rav Milson is using the term horses and riders, which during his time, that's what the armies were made up of. So this represents the essence, the power of medame, hakoil mimenu yisborach. All of that energy, all of that power, comes from Hashem. Ki hu mechaye es kulam. Hashem is the one who puts life and energy and power into everything. And Hashem has the ability to run everything the way He wants. Hashem doesn't need ships and submarines. If Hashem wants A to defeat B, A doesn't have to have any weapons. Avraham Avinu threw sand at those armies. Hashem converted the sand, each grain of sand, into arrows and spears, and that was the end of the other side. They had thousands of soldiers. It was a joke. It was as if Avraham Avinu had an army of a million soldiers shooting arrows and throwing spears. Rak bishvil koyach habechira. However, it's only for the sake of bechira, nosan koyach lahamedame, that Hashem has empowered the medame. Hashem has given this impression as if there's an army and a navy and an air force, and there are all of these tools. Shehu bechinas merkova de sitra achra. They represent the chariot of the Sitra Achra, lehatoy se sodom, to allow people to be mistaken, ki'ilu yesh loy koyach has v'shol, as if they have power. We hear the news every day, Iran has so many centrifuges, and so many soldiers in the Republican Guard, and so many terrorists, and so many this, all to frighten us. Said there should be bechira, a person should think, what's going to be? Well, now we have to build an army. We have to build more powerful weapons and more powerful computers. We're going to play toy for toy, tit for tat. That's how we're going to win. Avul be'emes, whereas the truth is, mi sheroitze lehizgaber olav, a person who wants to defeat the Sitra Achra in all of its forms, on a personal level, the one-to-one battle that each and every one of us is going through on a daily basis, and on a global battle with Klal Yisrael against all of his enemies, yochoy lehizgaber olav lahachnioy ulahanhigoy kiratzoynoy. The person can definitely succeed in overcoming the Yetzirah and weakening him and defeating him and controlling him, putting reins on him, putting a saddle on him and reins, and controlling exactly where he goes. Ki be'emes. Because the real truth is hasus tofel aroichev, that the horse is below the rider, and the horse is subservient to the rider, as we mentioned earlier. Ad hamerkovo helyoina, and this concept applies from level to level until we go all the way up to the chariot of Hashem, the throne of Hashem. Shenem arsham, where the pasuk says there, vayirkav al kruv vayoiv. That Hashem Kaviyochel was riding on a kruv, which is a nickname for an angel, Vayoif, and Hashem flew. Shehu toyein es ruchuvai, because Hashem actually carries his chariots. Kihu noise es noisa, Hashem is the one who carries those who are carrying him, supposedly. Ve'im yachzik yodoi b'Hashem. And if an individual person or the entire Jewish people will put their faith in Hashem, they'll hold on to Hashem. That's what I'm holding on to. I'm holding on to my Tehillim. My rifle is something extra that I'm taking along for the show to make it look like I think I'm in the army and weapons and all of this, these toys. My real weapon is my Sefer Tehillim. It's my tzitzis, my tefillin. V'yitzak elov. And the person will cry out to Hashem. V'yabit elov. And the person will look up to Hashem. He won't look at his muscles and at his machine gun. He'll be looking heavenward for divine assistance. V'yitle einov elov b'chol pam. And the person will always be looking to Hashem for assistance and guidance. Bevadai yazroi Hashem. Hashem will definitely help that person. Ve'yilcham badoi. And Hashem will do battle for him. Bechol minei milchomois. In all different types of battles. Ve'tachbulois rois. With all the different types of wars and battles and evil tricks. Shemizgaber hamedame. Which the forces of Medame try to use against the person. Shehu b'chinas paroi, which are represented by paroi. Kenegdoi, the forces that they use, try to use against us. Ki b'chol ma shemizgaber b'chinas paroi negdoi, because with all the various tricks that paroi tries to use against the Jew, shehu b'chinas susodon v'lov ha'shocher, which the Medrash refers to, as a red horse, and a white horse, and a black horse. Umelavlev umarim bekoiloi, and he makes booming noises, thunder and boom. Bechol elu habechinois, yoytzei Hashem yisborach kenegdoi. In all of those different forms, Hashem goes out against Paroi, against the enemies of the Jews. Ki gam gol chiyusa mimenu, because don't forget, their horses and their weapons are all drawing their life force from Hashem. Kama Shekosuv, as it says, V'ato mechaya eskulam. You, Hashem, give life and energy to everything and everybody. And this is why the Medrash over there in Shir Hashirim concludes by saying, Dimisich Rayosi. And the Medrash says on that, on those words, De oilomi shekiblu toirosi, that Hashem says that you are my beloved, you the Jewish people are my beloved, and I'm with you. And the Medrash says, De oilomi shekiblu toirosi, this refers to my world, that Hashem sustaining the world, which accepted my Torah. Sheilu loy kibluha, because had the Jews not accepted the Torah, I would have turned the world back to total darkness and emptiness. Hainu kanal, this fits beautifully with what we said earlier. Sheikar hatikananal hu bechinas kabulas haTorah. That the main tikkun for the medame is the Jewish people receiving the Torah on Har Sinai. Shaydeze ikar birur hamedame. The Torah and our faith in the Torah and our faith in Hashem, that's what gives us the ability to sort out the medame, to be able to separate the good from the bad in medame. Shebozeh tolui kol ha'olam. And it's upon this that the whole existence of the world depends on. Shezeu b'chinas hei dehashishi. As the Gemara tells us, when Hashem tells us about the first 6 days of creation, by each day it says day one, day two, day three. When it comes to day six, it says the sixth day, Yom Hashishi. Bechinas hei dehashishi, shekol hoilam hoyatolui ad shishi besivan. And the Gemara tells us that what that is alluding to is that that's not referring to the sixth day of creation. It's referring to the sixth day of Sivan, 2,448 years later, when the Jews received the Torah, shehu b'chinas ruach nevuah, which represents a holy spirit of prophecy, shaydezeh ikar birur hamedame, that's what allows us to be able to clarify and to sort out the medame. Shaydezeh Iker Hoemuna, through which once a person succeeds in sorting out the Medame, that's when the person can get to real, true Emuna, faith. In the next paragraph, paragraph Lamed Vav, Rav Nosson Zal goes into a topic that he discusses also in one other place in Likutei Halachos, I believe, which is towards the end of volume 2 of Choshen Mishpat. There, Rav Nosson Zal spends about 20-30 pages expounding on what he's going to say here now in one paragraph. He's going to give us the short version of this. And nothing is coincidence, because Rav Nosson Zal here is speaking about Chof Sivan, the 20th day of Sivan, which was declared by the rabbis of Europe, the European rabbis, especially Eastern Europe, as a fast day on behalf of the memory of the hundreds of thousands of Jews who were murdered by the Kazakhs and the Haidamaks who roamed Russia and Poland in the years 1648 and 1649, destroying, annihilating, decimating thousands of communities of Jews. And among them, one of the outstanding communities was the city of Ostropoli, Ostropolia, where Reb Shimshon Ostropolia lived. He was one of the most outstanding tzaddikim of his generation. He wrote a commentary on the Zohar HaKadosh, and he wrote very, very deep, he revealed extremely deep secrets of Torah. Unfortunately, some of them we don't have. He wrote there's a Sefer Karnayim, which is one of the very deep Kabbalah Sforim, and he wrote a commentary taking each word of that Sefer and writing a few lines explaining what each word represents. And he also wrote other special things. There's a letter that he wrote to one of the rabbis explaining a part of the writings of the Arizal, which many people read that letter on Erev Pesach, because it speaks about, it reveals deep secrets about the 10 plagues that Hashem inflicted on the Egyptians and about the Jews going out from Egypt and everything. And Reb Shimshon Ostropolia said that any Jew who reads this letter any time during the year, but especially on Erev Pesach, it will serve as a protection, a heavenly protection for the person throughout the entire year. This is a well-known thing. And recently with the internet, it's been publicized, emails are sent out before Pesach and all kinds of messages reminding people on before Erev Pesach. And recently, 2 days ago, today is Hey Of, 2 days ago, I believe it's yesterday, Dalet Of, was the yard site of Reb Shimshon Ostropolia, this great tzaddik, who was one of the story is told that when he saw through Ruach HaKodesh that if he and another two rabbis would willingly die, accept upon themselves death, that would put a stop to the rampage that was going on at that time, where thousands of Jews were being murdered every day, slaughtered in vicious, disgusting ways. And Reb Shimshon Ostropolia agreed, he accepted it, and one of the other two rabbis also agreed. The third rabbi said, we're not allowed to do this. A Jew can't willingly commit suicide. And because of that, unfortunately, Reb Shimshon Ostropolia saw that the decree would not be removed, and the murder would not stop. So what happened was, he gathered all the rabbis in his city, they went into the shul, they put on talis and tefillin, and they started saying extraordinary tefillos, and the army, these rampaging murder savages, came into the shul, and murdered each one of the people there, sliced them to pieces. And Reb Shimshon Ostropolia, somehow they got the idea that he was somebody special. It's brought that they took a stick, a very thin stick that was very sharp and pointed on one end. They stuck it through his underside up along his spine to his skull. And that's how they murdered him. That's how they killed him, while he was saying Shema, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. These rabbis had all gathered there in the shul to die al Kiddush Hashem. They made the bracha probably. Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu al Kiddush Hashem. There is such a bracha when a person knows that he's going to be murdered in that way. So his yard site was yesterday, I believe, Dalet Av, if I'm not mistaken. The yard site of this great tzaddik was murdered. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the fast day that was declared on behalf of all of these martyrs that were murdered in those during that two-year period. It's called Tach V'Tat, the Gzeros, the evil, the horrific decrees of the year 408 and 409, 5,400 and 408 and 409. It's brought one of the great tzaddikim, the Tosfos Yontif, one of the very famous commentaries on Mishnayos, Reb Yontif Lipman, writes that, I believe, I don't know if he writes that he became aware of this through Ruach HaKodesh, but he's one of the most accepted authorities on Mishnah, in Mishnayos, in Torah. He writes that the reason behind that decree was the fact that people were not showing the proper respect to shuls. People talking in shul, talking about nonsense and things that shouldn't be spoken about in shul. And therefore, this tzaddik, the Tosfos Yontif, Rabbi Yontif Lipman, wrote a mishaberach, a special mishaberach, that's about 10 lines, which in some shuls they have the custom to recite this mishaberach on Shabbos, right after the Torah reading, a special mishaberach blessing all of those people who are careful not to speak in shul, not to speak to their friends or about anything. A shul is a place where we go to pray to Hashem, to speak to Hashem, to study Torah, not to speak any dvorim betelim, any nonsense or things that should not be spoken about in a shul. V'ze b'chinas chof sivon shemisanen boy al hariga sakdoshim. This is the what's behind the special fast of Chof Sivan, where many people fast over the murder, the deaths of those holy, holy Jews that were murdered. There are some rare sidurim that have in them a slichos, a few pages of slichos for Chof Sivan. In Breslov and Eretz Yisrael, the custom is that there's a special Kel Mole Rachmin that they recite on Chof Sivan. It's not the standard Kel Mole Rachmin that you cite when somebody passes away. It's like two pages, a special Kel Mole Rachmin that was written in memory of these great tzaddikim who passed away on that day, those years. Ki Iker Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Iker Hahariga Hoyo Al Chet Hanal. The main reason for that those decrees, that all of those thousands of people were murdered, was over the sin that we discussed here. Al Shehisrashlu Levake Shulechapes Esatzadike Emes. Over the fact that the people were lazy and they didn't put in the proper serious effort to seek out and search for the true tzaddik. Shehu Bechinas Moshe, who is the Bechin of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehoyo Biyomeyem, who was living during their time. Shehem Bechinas Nevi Ayemes, this refers to the true prophets that are found in every single generation. Ki Hatzadik Oemes Mamshich Torah Bechol Doer, because the true tzaddik brings revelations of Torah into each and every single generation. Shehu Bechinas Ruach HaKodesh. That's the revelations of Torah that the tzaddikim reveal are a form of Ruach HaKodesh. Bechinas Birur HaMedame. That's the correction of the Medame. Shayidei Zeh Iker Shleimus Emuna. And that's what can bring people to perfection of Emuna. Shehu Kiyum HaOlam, which is what's behind the whole existence of the world. The world exists based on faith. V'hamshochas ha-toyro hu al yedei yichuda de kutshe brichu shchinte. And the ability to draw new revelations of Torah into the world is dependent on a union, a heavenly union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Just like in order to give birth to a child in this world, it requires two parents, a father and a mother, so too in order for a spiritual birth to take place, it requires a heavenly union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Ve'ikar ha'yichud al yedei nafshois Yisroel ha'mechapsim u'mevakshim oisoi be'emes ad shemoitzin oisoi b'chol pam. And the real union, this heavenly union between Hashem and the Shekhinah, one of the most important things that brings that about is those Jews in every generation who are searching for the truth. They're searching for Hashem. They're searching for the true tzaddik until they find him. Umeshabrim menios, and they overcome all obstacles. Uboim biyegiyos seilov b'chol pam, and they come to the tzaddik with major effort. It's not easy. It's not simple. They go through whatever it takes to get to the tzaddik, kidei lekabel mimenu toiras emes, in order to receive from the tzaddik the real essence of the Torah, shehu bechinas ruach hakodesh, which is referred to as this divine inspiration, the essence of the Torah, shaydei ze biatzmoi hatzaddik mamshich Torah, and it's through this, by people coming to the tzaddik, by people overcoming all the obstacles and doing whatever it takes to seek out and find the tzaddik and attach themselves to him, that's what gives the tzaddik the ability to bring down new revelations in Torah. Ki mekabetz nafshoisam, because the tzaddik gathers up the souls of all of those that come to him. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'loikeach nefoshois chocham, that a chocham takes all of those souls of those that come with him, v'goyrem al yedei ze yichud anal, and by elevating those souls, that's the rocket fuel that generates this heavenly union above in heaven, the yichud kud shebrichu shchintei. Kimale hanefoshois bebechinas man, the tzaddik elevates these souls in the format of man, it's called, the mem nun, which is called mayin nukvin, female waters. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that whenever there's a union between male and female, in order for it to produce a child, there has to first be female waters, kaviyochel, a liquid on the part of the female. Then there's the response that comes from the male, and then that union is what generates a hoylada, a birth, a pregnancy, a birth, etc. The Sifrei Kabbalah go into detail explaining how this operates on a physical level and how the spiritual matches the physical. Hashem created the physical in order to reveal to us what's taking place on a spiritual level. And all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and Torah, all the good deeds that we do, it's all about generating this mayin nukvin, this preface, this introduction that's needed to allow for that heavenly union to take place. And Rav Nelson Zal showing us here that the most powerful example of this, the most powerful energy for this is when people come to the tzaddik, when people overcome all the difficult obstacles and everything to get to the tzaddik and to attach themselves to him, the tzaddik gathers up those nefoshos. It's a pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, K'mo shekosuv b'Torah Ashrei Hashgacha b'Siman Yud Gimel Ayin Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, where he quotes this pasuk, V'loikeach nefoshos chacham, the chacham gathers up the souls, V'yoyred oz mivtocha, and he brings down, the tzaddik brings down oiz. Oiz means strength. Oiz is a nickname for the Torah. Hashem oiz lamo yitein. The Torah is called Torah. He brings down new revelations of Torah from their source on high. That's this birth that takes place. Avol vayidezeh mamshich Torah. That's how the tzaddik draws new portions of Torah into the world. New sforim that are written in every generation. New shiurim, new revelations. Avol kishe'ein hanefoshos mishtadlan levakshei v'leilach achrov. However, when these souls, when these Jews do not put in the effort to search for the tzaddik, to seek out the tzaddik and find him, velelech achrav, and to follow him, to study his teachings and to follow his teachings, azai einoy yochoy lasoy sayichud lahamtik adinim. Then the tzaddik cannot generate this heavenly union that's needed to sweeten and eliminate any harsh judgments. Because again, that's one of the main reasons for that heavenly union. When there's no union, there's midas hadin, there's judgment and harshness and suffering. When the heavenly union takes place, that generates a flow of Torah, a flow of kindness. Vazai mizgabrin chas v'sholom hadinim hakoshim. And when those judgments are not being sweetened, then the judgments become more stronger and stronger, those severe judgments. Ad shemuchrochin lomus v'lehoreg al kiddush Hashem kama v'kama nefoshos. To the point where it forces a situation where many Jews have to die, be murdered, sanctifying the name of Hashem. V'harigosom nasa v'azai, and then alidei misosom v'harigosom nasa hayichud anal. Their death, their murder, their torture is what generates that heavenly yichud. Again, there's channel A, channel B. It could either come with sweetness, it could either come by Jews breaking all the obstacles and struggling and succeeding and coming close to the tzaddik and following the ways of the tzaddik. That's one way to generate that yichud. If not, there's plan B. Plan B is people dying al kiddush Hashem, where the Zohar HaKadosh writes about this in a number of places. We actually mention this on Shabbos at Mincha time, in the Shmoneh Esrei there. Remember, Shabbos Mincha is the holiest, holiest time, the greatest heavenly union. The last line in the main paragraph of the Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos at Mincha, we say, V'al menuchasom yakdishu eshemecha. And with their death, in their resting place, they will sanctify your name. In other words, there's a Kiddush Hashem. In order for there to be this heavenly union upstairs, there must be Kiddush Hashem. Hashem's name must be sanctified and glorified. There's two ways for that to happen. One way is the great tzaddikim are able to make that happen when they have full power, when they have people coming to them, a lot of people coming to them for the right reasons and attaching themselves to these tzaddikim. That gives the tzaddik nuclear power. Remember, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Maran that Elisha Hanavi, sometimes he's called Elisha, and sometimes he's called Elisha Ish Elokim, Elisha, the heavenly person. The Zohar HaKadosh says, why? The Zohar HaKadosh says, when he's alone, he's referred to as Elisha. When he's with his students, he's called Elisha Ish Elokim. And Rabbeinu Zal says, here we see that the tzaddik is given tremendous power when his students are with him, when his students come to him. That's one of the reasons why Rabbeinu Zal emphasized certain times of the year, his students coming to him, gathering to him, especially Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, the day of severe judgment, because again, that judgment can have one of two effects. There's vanilla and chocolate. There's either that on that day of judgment, this awesome yichud taking place in heaven, which results in a flow of shefa, Hashem turning on the faucet and declaring shefa for the Jewish people for the entire year, which is declared on Rosh Hashanah, or chas v'shalom. The other option is Jews dying, being murdered, al kiddush Hashem, chas v'shalom. Kimavoyer, as Rabbeinu Zal explains also, b'simen reish samech, in chapter 260 in Likutei Maran, be'inyan nefesh chayo hu shemoi, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on the pasuk that the soul of a living being is his name. And Rabbeinu Zal there discusses the concept of Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying the name of Hashem, as to how that requires souls. Ayin Shem, look over there for more detail. U'mizeh hoyo kol ribui haharigois u'shfichas domim harbe shel Yisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what was behind all of those pogroms and murders of many, many Jews, ובשביל זה מסנן בחוף סיוון. And for this reason, we fast on that day. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain exactly what fasting accomplishes. We'll take this up in the next shiur, mitzvah Hashem.